Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tyler Radio Empire.
So I was walking into a restaurant last night with my wife and kids and meeting an old friend of ours, and there was a deck outside and people were drinking, and you know, Thursday for a lot of people is pretty much the weekend, you know, in any city.
It's like today's just a write-off.
Yeah, they, you know, I don't know what they do for a living, but I guarantee they're not awake right now, these people. And then of course my head all the time, if I do something like that on a Thursday, I'm thinking, even though I got to do a show pretty early, it's still Thursday. Yay.
Yeah, I can get through it.
Yeah, no. No, two martinis, three beers later. Of course, I didn't drive home. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, me.
Not good, man. I slept all night, but I'm thinking, oh. I mean, you get up, and when our alarm goes off, I get up to make the coffee, and I go, oh, not good. So screw everybody that can take off Friday. Even my buddy who's in town visiting, he's in town for work, he lives in Denver now, he's flying home today after work, but I said, "When are you going in tomorrow?" He goes, whatever. And I'm thinking, Jesus.
Whenever. Me, I was my usual Mr. Moderation.
No, but you're steady at least.
Had a couple, maybe three, I can't remember.
Okay, yeah. All right, so we're here, we're live, we're ready to go. As much as it will be.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
You sure can tell.
Jimmy Pardo a little later on. That'll help. Tony and LD. Tony's late. Oh, no. Push went to get him, looks like. Push left his little room out there. So Tony and LD will probably swing in for shortly. And PD Mac. And I want to do this. I didn't even think about this. I'm watching Round Horn yesterday. When Peyton Manning's doing those jokes about Kevin Durant.
I hadn't seen them before.
The rumor is that he might have been in on it.
Yeah. And it kind of looked like he was.
Yeah. Now, when I looked at it more yesterday, I almost felt bad for ripping him because I think he probably was in on it because he really, really made a pissed off look.
And at the end,
it was good.
He kind of had to cover his mouth.
No, that
bit.
Was Westbrook.
No, they both did.
Yeah.
They ended up both kind of covering their mouth, laugh.
And I'm guessing, you know, that all jocks, ex and current jocks, love Peyton Manning. He's a star. So they probably had it worked out. I'm going to do this. Cool. Yeah. I'm in on it. Blah, blah, blah. So I do feel a little sorry. Not that it got out, but I thought he might have been more of a dick about it.
So
he might have been playing along.
Our apologies to Kevin Durant.
Right.
If indeed he was playing along.
If he was playing along.
It looked like there was a very good chance.
The more I thought about it. I'm surprised nobody called us on that yesterday. But I guess everybody thought. Even Luke, 9.5 Toad Luke, called up and said they were giving it. Him and his boys were giving him crap, so.
Yeah, but upon further review.
It might have been. Yeah. The rumor is it might have been.
They were in on
staged,
it.
Exactly, so.
Even Westbrook.
Yeah, Westbrook, too, but I'm guessing, they might still not like each other too much, Westbrook and KD, but whatever. There you go. Start off with our NBA talk. ESPN is sucking me in. 49 days till college football. I did hear that yesterday.
I'm at the
That's
gym.
That's 48 today.
They got sports 48. Station going on. And one of the...
Michelle Beadle in a dirty car.
Physical therapist mentioned that... You know,
Michelle Beadle has a dirty car?
He even mentioned. That's all... because he put on Wimbledon. He
goes, yeah, well, you can't talk about...
I'm not much on tennis, but he said ESPN is just all NBA all the time.
Right.
So I flipped it over to ESPN for a minute. It was Sports Nation. They were talking about Lonzo Ball's shoes.
There you go. Yes. Yes.
He goes, there you go. There's my point.
Yep.
I said, yes.
I'm telling you, man.
We've been talking about this on the air for weeks.
The bosses. That's an edict from the bosses. You know, we're in the business.
Yep. They've sold their soul.
They sold their soul. And it's worthless. It really is. And I was just around, so... And I couldn't watch politics anymore, so nothing else was on, so I had some time to kill, so I did flip it on to Around the Horn and PTI there.
According to Michael on the email.
Yes.
Here,
hi, Michael.
If you play the podcast, it's all the rage now.
Playing the podcast at half speed.
Push at half speed sounds like LD talking at normal speed.
Really?
I don't know. I don't listen to our podcast.
Neither do I, but there's somebody...
At any speed.
We retweeted a woman who'd been listening to, a younger lady who listens to the podcast, and she actually filmed herself listening to the podcast with another phone and then put it on. And it does sound... Well, it probably sounds like this morning.
That's what I'm guessing.
Little hungover and drunk right now. Did you guys ride together?
Yeah. No, they showed up just far enough apart that I had to walk down to the gate twice.
Oh, really? LD and Tone in the
house.
That's
right. The gate ain't open this early.
That's not safe, Todd.
All right. It keeps us safe.
All right.
But it is open certain times of the day.
Yes, after 8.
Well, that's when we got the snipers.
Well, it's funny. I noticed ISIS guys out there, just they're standing against the tree, and then when they wait for the gate open, they slip right in.
Yep.
All the ISIS guys. It's weird.
Yeah,
like, I just waved to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Abba Daddy. One of the guys named Abba Daddy. Hey, Abba Daddy. And I waved to him. And then
he's like, hey, Fred.
Yeah, exactly. Morning, Fred. Exactly. He just follows my car on the way in.
And then the sniper in the tower takes him out.
Yeah. I said, oh, you got me again, right. Abba Daddy.
We see it every day.
And who's your daddy's with him? There's a bunch of daddies out there. That's my new, that would be my Muslim name. Who's your daddy?
Mine'd be, where's my daddy?
Where's my daddy?
That would be my, that'd be my daddy.
All right, we're just kidding. ISIS, we're just kidding.
Yes, we love, we don't love
you. We're just kidding.
We're kidding.
Let's clarify that.
Right.
We do have big, huge fences around this broadcast facility. It's like, reminds me of the time you and I went to that radio station in Cancun to visit a friend of ours who worked there.
Oh, yeah.
And there was guys out front with machine guns. And gates everywhere, because down there, people take over the radio and yell.
You would play my song.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody sent us a story.
Because that's not Mexican at all. Apparently, that's an African.
African. You would play my song.
Somebody sent us a news story about radio in Cancun. And I think it also involved security issues. And the guy's first name was Fabricio.
You know what? I read that. That was him.
Yeah.
That was him.
It absolutely had to be him.
There was some crime in the area, and he was a witness, or somebody got a hold of the radio, and it was him. They listed his age and everything in that story.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention that. I think we're on vacation. We got that.
Yep.
And even though we haven't talked to Fabricio in years, it'd be kind of interesting to get back on.
I remember he was, it listed his age, and he was similar.
Yeah, it was him.
He was a man of a certain age as well.
And he'd been there forever, and it had to be him. A friend of ours used to work in radio, and still works in radio in Cancun.
That's right.
Came to visit. If you're old school to the show, you remember Fabricio.
That place was a fortress.
Yeah, it was. That's what this place is like now.
Well, you got to protect the TV people.
All the daddy-os hanging out there.
Yeah.
Oh, the TV, well.
Because some TV people might get a threat from time to time.
Yeah. And the chicks are hot to work here.
Yeah.
On TV.
You can say that.
I can say it here, can't I?
Not the hallway.
Not in the hallway.
Not in the hallway, yeah.
Not in the hallway.
Don't say it in the hallway.
I'm not going to say
it. Can't even look at them in the hallway.
No, I don't. Well, they don't want to look at us either. Because, we're dressed like this.
It's more of that.
I think Otter's kind of cute.
Ew.
All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, comedian Jimmy Pardo in the studio. Tony and LD are in the house.
Ow.
And, so you said somebody else listened to the podcast that way too now? Oh, you said, a slowed down.
Half speed me sounds
push.
Like full speed LD.
Full speed LD. All right.
On the podcast, apparently, LD. You cut me down to half speed, I sound like you normal.
That's why LD's not talking.
I know. I don't want to sound like
LD hasn't said a word since he's walked in here.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like half speed puss.
Half speed puss. That's a great name. Half speed puss.
The only downside to that I can see is that this podcast would take like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Half speed.
Oh, yeah.
It'd take forever to listen to the entire show.
No, I know guys who listen to it sped up, which, you know, that pisses me off, too.
No, that's just stupid. That's stupid.
Well, you know, they're busy guys.
I know.
No, they're not. They're not that busy.
No, they're not that busy.
They're not that busy.
You know, we're not.
How are you going to get the dramatic pause if you
speed
it up?
Yeah. I mean, Craig pauses for a reason.
Yes, exactly.
And if they listen to it at, what, 1.25 speed, they're saving like 40 minutes.
Well, a day, right?
A day.
At the most, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Ish.
All right.
I spotted
just a void of break.
I don't get out of the house that much, but I do actually get out of the house. 3 vag plates yesterday.
Oh, I retweeted a vag plate this morning. Somebody had the... They smudged out the other vag. I mean, the right...
The number.
By the way, I think you're safe, by the way. Because it's VAG. I have VAI. The badge plates are done.
Yeah, but see, if they all came from one building, I would say you're right. But since there's different DMV locations, somebody might still have them.
You don't ever go.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, you know what? To avoid the badge plate.
I don't think they split up the badge plates. I think one building had them. So as long as you guys don't go to the same building, you'll be fine.
Well, I got a VAI plate.
Yeah.
And recently. So the badge plates are probably, if they had badge plates at mine, G's before I, so it's done.
I still think I'm going to spend the extra $10 and get the Mountain Lion one.
Just in case. Yeah, what if it was a Vag Lion plate?
then that would be funny.
Yeah, it would be a plate.
No, I just got mine for my car.
Is yours VA what?
No, mine starts with a U, so you'll be fine, because I go to a different part of town than you guys.
Okay, all right. Okay. But you're right, I don't want a Vag plate.
Somebody reported. It was an email report. Apparently,
that's local. That's a Nebraska.
No, this was out of Wisconsin. Oh. So apparently, vag plates pop up everywhere.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
every state has this problem at one time or another.
Really?
Yeah, we all have the same alphabet. So, one thing about this great country, we still have the same alphabet.
It's tremendous.
Not for long.
Not for long. That's right. It's the Russian alphabet shortly.
The next time plates come around, will they go into the A's and the B's? Can we have an ash plate?
Oh, really? Yeah, it's coming.
That's probably so obvious that they would throw it out.
Yeah. Vag is obvious, too. Come on,
it
people.
Should be. It should be.
I'm with
yes.
you, but it should be. Yeah.
But apparently, it's not.
Why it's not?
No.
What if your vag plate has a yeast infection? What do you do with that?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff.
That means you're doing something to your car you shouldn't be, man. Weirdo.
That's easily treated. Yeah. There's a lot worse stuff than that.
Tony's here. Half speed puss is in our
HSP.
Old half speed puss. That's not cool. Sorry,
half speed puss and full speed puss.
I'm not a trained broadcaster.
No.
No. That's why we have you.
I'm not either. So.
Trained.
We got enough trade broadcasts.
Craig Evans is trained. He's next.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.